Brandon Baxter
in the morning. Well, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit. Today is Tuesday, December the 10th of 2019. As Randy Hales would tell you, it's Randy Hales Appreciation Day.
Is it his birthday today?
It's his birthday today, so we'll celebrate Randy Hales as we go throughout the day. If it wasn't for Randy Hales, you would not have me.
Well, thank you, Randy.
I mean, legit.
I mean, on behalf of everyone listening, thank you, Randy.
That's right. I mean, because if it wasn't
for
him.
Or your mom.
Well, no, but I mean, I wouldn't be here. I don't know what I'd be doing. I really don't. Like, he hired me in 1995 to move and do Memphis TV, right?
Yeah.
Which led to Jonesboro Radio and all the different stuff. If he would have never done that, what would have happened?
You'd still be in Texas.
I'd still be in Texas, but what would I be doing?
Wrestling.
Do you ever think about that? Like,
yes.
Wow, these things all kind of worked out together, because if it wasn't for these things falling into place, where would I be today?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Not a whole lot of Dallas wrestling these days. I might have taken a job at El Phoenix, my favorite restaurant.
Waiter.
I could have been a long time waiter.
Worked your way up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could be a manager now.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, happy birthday to Randy Hales. As we go throughout the show this morning, we're going to recap some of my favorite memories of the Paragould Christmas Parade, because I've had some doozies in Paragould.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the old days, y'all. Nothing like that in a long time, but I've done these parades for a long time. And Paragould's parade typically has the longest lineup, and like it takes the longest to get you set.
Mm-hmm.
So in the old days, there was more time to do other stuff. Got some pretty funny memories of that, including urine. So we'll go through that as we go throughout the show this morning. Plus, Kelly and David and I had the chance to go shoot a TV commercial.
It's so awkward.
I'll just say this. I'm glad we do radio.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll get into all of that as we go throughout the show this morning. Plus, Kelly has a question. Is it okay to kiss someone under the mistletoe if they're not your spouse?
I did not say that.
Oh, did you not put that
in
there?
No.
Oh, we'll still get into that as we go throughout the show today.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right. So the year was 2000 and Brad Paisley had the number one song in country music on this day.
And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced.
Do you remember that one time I took a picture with Brad Paisley, my wife and my son, and it looked like Brad was pushing me out of the picture just to have a picture with my wife?
It looked like the nice little Paisley family.
And I cropped myself out and nobody knew I was ever in the picture.
Yeah.
You can go creep my Instagram this morning. It is there if you want to see it. It's from a couple of years ago. My wife's favorite concert she's ever been to with me was the Brad Paisley show.
Not true.
Well, she was a little upset with me at the entire show.
I was sitting with her. She was extremely upset we watched you on stage.
Right. So the story is I'm invited on stage, me and a couple other radio people, to sit at Brad Paisley's onstage bar. My wife was not invited.
So it's me and your wife and Kai up in the stands watching you.
Right. And I had to tell her, honey, I was on stage. I had to drink beer.
It was part of the performance.
I mean, can you imagine me making Brad Paisley mad? Who invites somebody to the bar and the person doesn't partake?
I don't know. Maybe you could have just raised your hand and said, Coke, please.
All right, so we're going to get past that. Anyway, the Brad Paisley stuff's on my Instagram from way back, Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Mary Beth Bird was on The Voice last night.
Yeah.
The top eight performed. And, I mean, she tackled a big song.
Yeah, she did.
Like when you say, hey, I think I want to go and do a Carrie Underwood song.
Yeah, that's tough.
So tough. And my wife, when we heard the song choice, she's like, oh no.
Yep.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Nobody tackles Carrie Underwood. But like John Legend had told her that he thought maybe she needed to go back to the country roots, because that's where he thought maybe the fans enjoyed her the most.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't hear Mary Beth Bird on The Voice last night, here is a little snippet of her performance.
Oh, but he don't. Knew it'd be a stumble and a bonehead.
Jeff Berg from The Voice last night.
Oh, no, not on me.
Get ready.
Oh, oh, I dug my key into the side.
Come on!
Four-wheel drive. Carved my name into his leather seat.
Beth Bird on The Voice. The coaches love the performance. I like the look. They kind of changed her look up a little bit.
I liked her jacket. That's awesome.
The jacket was good. The hair, I love the idea to the side. I was like, I told my wife, I'm like, you know what I like about that? It kind of has like a Miley Cyrus type of like, yeah, I'm kind of a bad girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at me. I'm bad.
Yeah, I like it.
So, Amarillo, Arkansas, represent. Mary Beth Bird on The Voice. If you haven't seen the performance, we have it up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So people around the world are talking about the passing of the 21-year-old rapper Juice WRLD, and the authorities have started the investigation. We'll tell you what they found out here in just a few minutes.
And a major pop star is making headlines for doing a booty shake at a Lakers game. Tell you who it is coming up.
Gotcha Gossip is on the way in about 3 minutes. Here's Justin Moore, the ones that didn't make it back home on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
So I'm sure by now you've probably seen or heard the news that the rapper, whose name is Juice WRLD, passed away at the age of 21.
I still see your shadows in my
Lucid Dreams was a big song. So as we were going throughout the show yesterday, we told you they were going to try to do the autopsy and try to figure out exactly what happened, because the story was he arrived at Chicago's Midway Airport and he died. He had a seizure and died. Well, the story is that the pilot who was piloting the plane that he was on had alerted authorities that there were weapons on the plane and drugs and things of that nature. So the authorities were there when the plane landed, and well, the story is that potentially, according to his girlfriend, he might have taken some pills as he got off the plane, maybe so the police would not find those pills, and that could have been what caused him to go into cardiac arrest, which is actually a really sad story. Now, here's what they found on the plane, which is pretty crazy when they did the investigation. They found 41 bags of marijuana, 6 bottles of prescription codeine cough syrup, 2 9mm pistols, a 40 caliber pistol. They had a high capacity ammunition magazine and metal piercing bullets. And again, his girlfriend said he had taken these pills. So when they knew he had taken the pills and was going into the seizure, they tried to save him with Narcan, the medication, to try to bring him back. And it did work temporarily, but it didn't stay. And he died by the time they got to the hospital. So they're still going to do more reports on that, and more of the autopsy reports will come out. But it does look like a very messy situation in the final moments of the life of Juice WRLD.
Well, on a lighter note, gotcha gossip on Lizzo. Lizzo's feeling good, and we know this because she tells us.
I do my hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
All right, so she's making headlines after a courtside. Basically, she went to a Laker game, okay?
Yes.
And the Laker girls start performing a dance to her song, Juice. And of course, she's going to show them support. So she stands up and she's kind of, you know, dancing to the song. Well, she turns around and she has on this long t-shirt type thing. But when she turns around, her backside is exposed. And she does a little bit of some shaking and booty shaking. And it's all caught on camera.
Yeah, it's everywhere this morning. I actually thought about posting it on the blog.
No.
And then I thought, you know what? Somebody's not going to think that's funny.
No, but what's funny is there's some of the players that are kind of warming up or whatever. And so when they hear a bunch of, you know, racket and they turn around, and then when you see the players turn back around, their faces are very, it's funny, you know, because they weren't expecting it and weren't ready for it. But
no, and the crazy thing about this is that you don't see this very often.
No.
You know, and she's out there, and in the old days, we called it the whale tail.
And she's courtside. She is on the front row. She is on the court.
It reminds me of that time at A-State football where Kelly was out there.
don't even say it. Moving on, next story.
No, here's what the truth is. The truth hurts there, doesn't it, right?
Men great till they gotta be great. Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair.
Okay, I have to tell you, I have to confess to something this morning that's kind of embarrassing. So I've seen Lizzo's Instagram, right? And I thought her last name was like Beating, Lizzo Beating, because it's Lizzo B-E-E-A-T-I-N-G. So I thought it was Lizzo Beating. And then this morning I realized her username is Lizzo Beating.
Good one.
Did you realize that?
I think that I knew that, but for you to actually say it out loud is embarrassing.
True, though, because I was like, why did she have her last name on there?
Yeah.
Lizzo Be Eating. Nope, it's Lizzo Be Eating. So you can go and follow her. There's all kinds of fun stuff on her Instagram. Also, speaking of fun stuff, if you're a fan of Pee Wee Herman, and the truth is we all are fans of Pee Wee Herman if we're over the age of
30.
But Pee Wee is going on tour. It's Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Yeah. It's, listen to this. This is what's crazy about it. The 35th anniversary tour from Pee Wee's Big Adventure. That's how old that movie is. And he's going on tour. The closest date looks to be Atlanta. He's doing Dallas, Chicago as well. It's going to be a special screening of Pee Wee's Big Adventure, followed by the stories from Paul Reubens, who played Pee Wee.
That could be fun.
And the story is that when you look at the way they're laying out this show, there's no other show out there that can beat it. Just what I heard from the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Two thumbs up. And of course, every morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
If you haven't seen my Instagram, we went out and shot a television commercial at the television station, KIT, Region 8 News. And, well, David had it all confused. And if you want to see a lot of David's body, hello, are you still there? Is anybody there? You can see more of David's body than you probably want to. That's not going to get people to go to my Instagram, is it?
No, it's not.
Again, I'm Instagram Fire. If you want to see me and Kelly
Instagram Fire, that'll do it.
Instagram Fire in the flesh right over here. You can check out our photos from behind the scenes at Region 8 News. They're up on my Instagram, which is Brandon on KFIN. Kelly has her Instagram too.
Kelly on KFIN.
On Twitter, Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
And on Facebook, it's Brandon Baxter on the radio.
And I'm Kelly Brooke Perry.
I can pretty much guarantee you that tonight in Paragould, it's not going to be a silent night. Oh,
nope.
No. It's the big Paragould Christmas parade. We'll see you in Greene County tonight. And as I think about that, there's all kinds of funny Paragould Christmas story memories. We'll tell you what not to do.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I had many nights of heartache medication in Paragould. I think back to my days at the old timeout.
Oh.
And for any of you who have been with me for all these years and attended the timeout events, you might remember what those were like.
Sentimental feelings, huh?
I had a lot of fun at the timeout. Lots of memories. Mm-hmm. Some I might not remember. But tonight, we'll make new memories at the Paragould Christmas Parade.
Yeah.
It's always one of the biggest Christmas parades in the area. And at this one, we're all together.
Mm-hmm.
The whole crew's together. Myself and Kelly and David. And I think back to all of these Paragould Christmas parade memories. I think back to the time that we were in that line that seems to go forever from the fairgrounds through the neighborhood.
Yes.
Because that's a big parade, right?
Yes, it is.
And it takes a minute to get going, especially if you're toward the back. And man, this is probably like 2004 or something like that. We had a coworker, DJ Taylor, who had sat there the whole time and had to pee.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my gosh, the parade's going to last 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably have 30 minutes until we get there. I can't hold this for more than an hour. And DJ, as we're in the neighborhood, is like, what am I going to do? And we're like, dude, I don't know. I guess you're going to have to go behind that house over there. He walked up to someone's house, knocked on the door, and asked if he could go inside to go to the bathroom.
Oh my goodness.
And they let him. True story. So we thought that was crazy. The next year, I had to go. And I wasn't going to be brave enough to go.
No.
Knock on somebody's door. That wasn't going to happen.
But what would you be brave enough to do?
Well, we had some solo cups.
Mm-mm.
And I was in the back of, mm-hmm. at that time, what was the Kiss van. And I decided... Well, guys are weird.
Yeah.
I decided, let's go ahead and red solo cup. I'll fill you up. I'm filling one, I'm filling two. Mm-hmm. And then here's what happens after that. Because they're solo cups. It's not like there's a bottle cap. You have to think, well, now what do I do? I had to open the back of the Kiss van and just pour the cups out on the cold street.
Ew. Why would you have to emphasize cold street?
You know what happens when warmth hits cold street? I haven't done that in a long time. I've learned. Mm-hmm. It's one of those lessons you learn. But again, tonight's a Paragould Christmas parade. One of my favorite parade memories with Kelly and David is the first time Kelly ever went to a Christmas parade.
Yeah. And so we get here to the station, and as I'm getting in the truck to leave, there's a man there, and he's in like a three-piece suit. Like he looks like he's, I thought it might have been some type of preacher and he was about to go preach. That's because I didn't know who he was.
Right, he's a preacher in our truck.
I didn't know because he was very dressed up. And,
right. And we hadn't introduced you to him.
Yes. And no one was really talking to him. And I didn't want to say out loud, hey, who are you? Because I was new.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I sent you a text message as we were on our way because this man continued to stay with us and sit in the car. So I sent you a text message as you were sitting in the front seat that simply said, who is this man? And you simply texted back, I don't know. And I was scared for my life.
And she's sitting there with the man in a suit. Like, we would just leave with the guy in a suit.
And he ended up...
Don't know who this is. Let's just take him to a parade.
He ended up being our driver. But I was scared there for a second.
It was a pretty funny deal. When you don't know somebody and they're there. He was the most overdressed man in the history of Christmas parades. I'm like, dude, why are you wearing a suit?
He was fancier than Santa.
But he had a big meeting that day. That was the story. Like a church meeting or something like that. And he had to rush up here. But yeah, the idea of looking over, and while most people are putting on Santa stuff and crazy glasses and Santa hats, and there's a man in a suit, you're like, not really sure that he's got this thing figured out.
Right.
The good old days. Hey, we'll see you tonight. Paragould, the Paragould Christmas Parade. Make some noise. We love to hear you guys and yell back at you. What do I say?
Merry Christmas.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So a 32-year-old woman named Skylar from Long Island, New York, went to a TGI Fridays and ordered their all-you-can-eat appetizers.
Come on.
And she tried to get a bunch of the appetizers to take home in a doggy bag. Well, that's not good. All you can eat etiquette, and most restaurants won't let you do that. So she kept trying to take more.
Right.
But when they told her no, Skylar went behind the bar to grab her own to-go container and then swung a bottle of wine at an employee who tried to stop her.
Oh my goodness.
Then she tried to walk out with the appetizers and that bottle of wine and pulled a knife on the employee who tried to stop her.
Oh my
gosh. So she didn't have a very good night.
No.
Police got there. She was arrested for robbery, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. But speaking of food and all you can eat, how do you make a recipe pop with ginger?
Ooh, I have no idea. How do you do it?
Play Spice Girl songs while you cook. Get it? Ginger Spice.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want, and that's for you to stop telling jokes.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm a little bit disappointed in my wife, and I don't believe I'll ever forget words that came out of her mouth. And
man, that's harsh.
Sometimes words are hurtful, especially when it relates to something you have, I don't know, great thoughts toward and you cherish. When you give value to something and somebody doesn't give the same value, I don't know.
So your feelings are hurt, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit. And I'm not sure if we're all that compatible at this point.
Brandon.
What?
Someone's going to text her right now.
Well, if there were a compatibility test, I think there would be a litmus test of certain things that you would have to pass to be compatible. And I believe that she has crossed the line and made us almost not compatible.
What has she done? That's so bad.
I was going through the TV the other night, You know how you go through all these channels, there's like 700 or right. whatever, and you're like, I can't find anything to watch.
Yeah.
700 right. channels, YouTube,
there's nothing on.
Netflix, Hulu, can't find anything to watch.
Right.
So I was doing that, and I came across a movie the other night. It was a Christmas movie, and she's all into watching Christmas movies right now.
Yeah.
Like, we've watched Christmas with the Cranks, The Christmas Chronicles, you know, all these different, like mm-hmm. The Grinch. She likes watching all that stuff. So I turned on my favorite Christmas movie of all time. And I noticed as I did that, she kind of buried herself into her phone for a second.
Okay.
So I turn on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
She buries herself into her phone. And then I knew there was a part of the movie.
Well, she's seen it a lot. I'm guessing she's seen it a lot.
Yeah, because I love it. My father-in-law loves it. Mm-hmm. but there's a part she's always hated. And, well, actually, there's two parts to it. And the first part is when Clark W. Griswold goes in to buy some lingerie or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl is there.
I think it's jewelry.
Oh.
Or something. I don't know.
Well, that might be it, too. She's never liked that part of the movie. And I could tell when that part came up. And I'm giggling because I picture me being Clark.
You are.
And all the different things mm-hmm. he says, how he messes up words.
Yep.
Like, that's me mm-hmm. in that setting. If I were to walk in and somebody said, hey, I need you to go over to Dillard's today.
But here's the thing. This is why Clark gets upset. This is why he can't handle himself. Is because the woman on the movie is an attractive woman.
Yeah.
And she's nice.
She might have a chest cold at the end of the movie.
Correct. Right. And so he gets very awkward and he can't, for those of you who may not have seen it.
Oh, everybody's seen it.
Maybe you're younger. I don't know. But he gets very awkward and says a lot of little things that he shouldn't say that show that he is awkward.
Right. And it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because I'm totally seeing this being me if I had to go in.
And it always reminded me of my dad, too, because my dad was always awkward like that.
Was he?
So it always reminded me of that.
It's that time. Christmas time is here. Everybody knows.
We all know a Clark.
I'm Clark.
I'm Michael
Scott.
We all know a Cousin Eddie, too.
Yeah, we do. We don't talk about that. So she goes on, and I'm laughing at the movie like it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my whole life, right? And I know the other scene that's going to make her mad is the scene where Clark is looking out the back window.
It's the same girl.
And the swimming pool scene. Right?
He's imagining what it's going to be like when he has his in-ground pool.
Right. So is it the same girl? I never really noticed
that. Yeah, it is the same girl.
Okay, so maybe that's why he pictures her. So she hates that part, too. She went on to tell me the other night, and this is where I believe we have developed this issue where we're not compatible. She said, and I quote, this movie is not even funny.
Ooh.
Kelly, it was like a dagger to the heart. Because out of all the movies I've ever seen, it's probably the one I can watch the most often. And to me, the one I laugh out loud at still to this day. This movie is, what, 30 years old probably?
Yeah.
And I still think it's funny.
It does surprise me because when she and I are together, the same kind of things make us laugh. So I am very surprised she doesn't watch this movie and think, oh my gosh, you are Clark Griswold.
Right.
And
but
it's funny.
Instead, this movie is not even funny. I believe we have failed the compatibility test. And I'm not sure what to do about it. So I thought I would turn to you.
You're just going to have to agree to disagree.
You think so?
Yeah.
So you're telling me if I fail a compatibility test that we just say, hey, we're not going to watch this movie this year.
No.
So here's the other option.
You have your moments. You go watch the movie you want to watch and she goes and watches her movie.
So she's going to think of two scenes when I'm in there watching a movie by myself.
Well, it's not like you're rewinding those scenes.
Oh.
Oh. Well, maybe that's why she's
saying
something.
Well, sometimes I have to get up and pause it for 30 minutes while I go and get a drink or something. I don't know.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, 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 time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, December the 10th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to my friend, and as I mentioned as we kicked off the show, if it wasn't for this guy, I would have never moved to Memphis, I would have never done Jonesboro Radio. So for all of you who listen to the show for a long time, you owe him a happy birthday and a thanks today. Happy birthday to Randall Benton Hales.
Happy birthday.
Randy Hales celebrates his birthday today. And again, you know, Jonesboro High School graduate. Went on to do Memphis Wrestling Television, was the owner of Power Pro Wrestling, the owner, the founder, and the president. He's the same guy who a couple of years ago stormed into the building and shaved David the Barrel Boy's head.
That was a great day.
Yeah, that was interesting. So, anyway, happy birthday to Randy Hales, who celebrates a birthday today. Ryan Burgess is 7 years old, a first grader at Fox Meadow.
Happy birthday.
Trisha Duckworth of Jonesboro celebrates. Casey Weisenbach of Jonesboro. Lauren Barrett from Jonesboro. Nikki Miller from Wynn. Garrett Davis of Jonesboro turns 8. Jaden Brogdon of Walnut Ridge, 10 years old today. Melissa King of Pocahontas. Tyler Holmes of Manila is turning 1 today. Ashley Ward of Pocahontas has a birthday. Let's see here. Tiz Bowers of Harrisburg. Happy birthday. Tammy Campbell of Manila. And Isabel Jean from Batesville turns 7. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Raven Simone is 34. Of course, she was on The Cosby Show and That's So Raven.
And she's on Raven's Home.
Yep, the sequel. The,
yeah, which is awesome. We watch that almost every night on Disney. Yes, here we go. Raven Simone celebrating her birthday today. Yeah. Happy birthday.
All right. We have Megan Lindsay is 34. That's a country singer. She came in 2nd on season 8 of The Voice.
Okay.
Meg White is 45 from White Stripes.
Ooh, let's do this. I don't know the words to this song. I just know that sound right. Now, happy birthday to Meg White.
Bobby Flay is 55 from Iron Chef. Nia Peoples is 58. That's Emily's mom on Pretty Little Liars.
I had a crush on her back in the day, like in the 80s or something.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did. She was on some kind of a dance show, kind of like how they had Soul Train. They had this different, like a younger version of a dance show, and she was on there. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Susan Day is 67. That was Laurie Partridge on The Partridge Family.
Let's see if anybody remembers this one. It's my song to you.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
What a song.
We had a dream, we go traveling together.
It's our song to you all this morning. We want you to be happy as you're off to school at work.
Something always happens whenever we're together.
Did you ever watch The Partridge Family?
No.
We're singing a song, traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing.
Oh.
We'll make you happy.
Happy birthday to Susan Day, Lori Partridge on The Partridge Family, 67 years old today. So we mentioned that Randy Hales has a birthday today, right? He's 105.
It's amazing.
I mean,
he looks so good.
He does for 105. But check this out. Cal Richardson, his nephew, is 15 today. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
To Cal as well. I remember when he was born, which was 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about math?
That's amazing.
You're pretty so good smart. Like that. Happy birthday to Cal, though, who celebrates today. I'll never forget the first time he came over to our house and he met Kai for the first time. And he came out and he was like shell-shocked because Kai accidentally said a bad word.
Oh.
And Cal was like, ooh, I don't know if I should tell him or not. So, anyway, happy birthday, Cal. Country music news coming up here in just a few minutes. And there was a shooting on the property of Luke Bryan around Nashville. We'll tell you all about that coming up here in just a few.
And I have more proof that Thomas Rhett's wife is sugar and spice and everything nice.
Country music news is on the way here in 3.5 after Blake Shelton and God's Country on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Country music news.
News. K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Well, there was a shooting on the property of Luke Bryan in Columbia, Tennessee, and authorities are trying to figure out what exactly happened.
What happened?
You raise your eyebrows a little bit. Well, the story is he had a deer on his property that was shot. What?
Okay.
A little less dramatic?
Yes.
But the story is there was a deer on his property. The deer was shot, evidently, from the road, and they're trying to figure out who did this.
Hmm.
Okay, so they believe the shooting happened somewhere between December the 4th and December the 6th, and what the deer was called was a red stag deer. I didn't know what this was, but it's not a deer that's typically around here. It's a larger deer, more like an elk. Oh. And they say the agency is appreciating anybody who can give information as to who might have driven by and shot the deer on Luke's property.
What if he finds out it's like one of his kids?
That'd be bad.
Yeah.
There's a $5,000 reward in case anybody knows what happened. So if you happen to be in the Columbia, Tennessee area and have any idea who shot Luke Bryan's deer, you could possibly get yourself $5,000. But it's a big story out today. A shooting on the property of Luke Bryan.
So everyone loves Thomas Rhett. They love his whole family. His wife, Lauren, is expecting their third daughter. Let me say that again. Third daughter. And she wanted to give him kind of a shout out on social media. So she posted a picture on Instagram. And basically, it's just a thank you post. So she says, a little grateful post for my husband of the year because I'm still sick at almost 32 weeks and it's getting a lot harder. She goes on to say that Thomas has basically been Santa's elf. Cooking, doing baths for the girls, bedtimes, and just making time to take her on dates. Even if, you know, they skipped out on the movie and they just went to bed, he's making time for her.
That's sweet.
So basically, he's just being awesome. So she says, thank you for loving our little growing family. But it's really, really sweet. We have the picture up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Also on the blog today is the new music video from Florida Georgia Line. It's for their song, which is called Blessings. And this video shows the blessings in Tyler and Brian's life. And the blessings are their wives and their families and their kids and stuff like that. It's a really sweet video. And again, it's set to the song Blessings, which is this song right here.
Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand. But honey, look there on your finger. I'd say I'm a lucky man. God made two lovers out of strangers. There's a little house on a little land, a little creek, a little Jeep. Same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings.
So really, this takes you behind the scenes with their families and with Tyler's kids, and their parents are there as well. It's the video to the song Blessings by Florida Georgia Line, and you can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog, which you can find at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, Paragould, guess what? We back tonight. What?
Okay.
That sounds kind of cool, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we back. It's a good segue.
You're so cool.
So, Paragould, we back tonight at the Paragould Christmas Parade. Myself, Kelly, David, the entire K-Fine crew, we're going to be there. We hope to see you. We hope you're having fun. We hope you yell for us, scream for us.
Yeah, just yell out, we back.
We back.
Yeah, we back.
And what are we going to give to the first person who yells, we back?
Lots of love.
Lots of love. And a date with Kelly Perry tonight at the Paragould Christmas Parade. Well, myself and Kelly and David had the chance to go and shoot a television commercial as a group.
That's always fun.
You can only imagine how that goes with the three of us together at a location that is not our own, with people who we don't work with on a daily basis, and what we subjected them to. The awkwardness of working with us. Yeah. We were backstage at Regnate News.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So Kelly and David and I went over to KIT, Region 8 News, and we shot a commercial for the NEA Baptist Charitable Foundation Duck Classic. So this is a big event, one of the biggest fundraisers for NEA Baptist Charitable Foundation, where they do so much great work throughout the community, right? And the Duck Classic has this, I don't know, this vibe that people love to go there, and like you don't have to dress up. If you want to go in jeans and boots and your camo jacket,
yeah,
you're set.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If you want to wear your camo hat, you're set. And there's all kinds of raffle items and big ticket items you can win, right? It's a really fun event. So they wanted us to come out and do a commercial for it, and we went for the second year in a row, and we thought we needed to be creative, right?
Yeah.
So the vision is, last year, David pops out of the barrel, and he was hunting for wabbits.
Wabbits. Silly, pesky wabbits.
So Elmer Fudd, right, from the old cartoons. That was what David was. And we're like, no, David, it's not the Wabbit Festival, you know, or the Wabbit Classic. It is the Duck Classic. So he had to get it confused. So we're trying to think of this idea, and we're like, well, what can we do that's different that kind of plays off of that? And we had the idea of what David was going to do. And once we saw how he was going to try to pull it off, we thought, perfect. Maybe, well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he pulled, like, it depends on what we're going for. Uh-huh. If we're going for
Silly David.
Silly David. We scored.
Mm-hmm.
Could you please describe, go ahead and set the scene first on, it's the Duck Classic, but David's confused and thinks this year it's the
Dunk Classic.
Right. So David shows up dressed in
a Lakers jersey, mm-hmm. like he's an NBA basketball player.
Yes.
A headband, some wristbands, some shorts, and was it black or white socks?
I don't know, but I know he had on brown loafers.
He had on brown loafers with his athletic wear.
Yeah, and can we go and, like, we like to be really honest. And you guys can be honest to me, and if I look like a loser, y'all tell me I look like a loser.
Please don't tell him he looks like that, because then I have to cancel him.
Okay. So anyway, David walks in immediately right before the shoot, and I already start giggling. And why did I giggle?
Well, I knew why, but he didn't know why.
He didn't know.
And David said, why are you laughing at me? And I just said, well, your hair looks like you just got up.
Yeah, it looked like he woke up, took a shower, and then brushed his hair with his pillow.
Forward.
It was all pushed forward. Yes. Nobody does that. Unless you're balding, nobody does that. So then he puts on the outfit, and I'm like, David, why did you wear loafers? Brown loafers with those socks.
Brown loafers.
Like, did you not have
And he said, well, no one's going to see it. But actually, I think people do see it.
Thousands of people could see it.
Yes.
So we get there to KIT, and David wants to get dressed before we get there. I guess he has some type of fright of changing in different places, right? Like, oh my gosh, what if somebody sees me? And there's already bright lights out there anyway. We don't need it to be any more bright.
Right.
So he wears this outfit out there to KIT, and what we don't tell David is we're going to allow him to go first to the door. So imagine security at the television station is watching the monitor, and there's somebody at the door hitting the button. Meh, meh. And there's a dude dressed up
in a Lakers jersey. Sleeveless.
And actually, he was trying to do those headbands and wristbands and stuff like that. David's arms, he actually got to use those Quelo rings as armbands. Size 9.
It can't fall at all.
But anyway, how would you describe our deal? Because once we're there, like, we do radio, right? And we take a lot of pictures, but the truth is,
it's different.
I control everything we put out, like every single thing. If I hate the picture, we just don't post it.
And here's the thing. When you're there, you're in front of these cameras, and you see yourself on 3 different monitors from every angle. And there's no good angle. I mean, there's just
Were you not happy with any of the angles?
Of course not. But I'm not just, I'm over it. There's no reason to be upset.
What do you
it's
mean
just,
you're over it?
It is what it is.
What
I don't
do
like
mean?
Anything. It is what it is. And
come
you
on,
know
get
what
happy.
I'm saying.
Come
yeah.
on, get happy. I looked at myself like,
yeah,
all right.
There we go.
Let me drop down, do some push-ups
right,
real quick.
It
I'm
is
gonna knock
what it
this
is.
Out.
Yeah.
But it was a fun time.
David just, yeah, he just acted a little weird.
We haven't talked about David acting weird. What do you think he was doing that was weird?
Oh, so you think it too?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I just think
no, you
he
tell
had,
me why you think he was being weird.
I think he had problems kind of getting into character. Because
what do you mean?
I mean, he hasn't been with us on this show for a minute.
Yeah, but
you know, he's
year.
David the Barrel Boy. So we used to, you know, he used to do really funny, silly stuff.
Right.
And I think he might be out of the practice. Like, he's boring David right now.
So we're going to change his name?
To Boring Dave.
Or David the Boring, the Boring Boy. Did you really think that?
I just thought it was hard for him to be silly.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, he was taking himself
David,
too seriously.
Are you listening?
Oh, I'm sure he is. We'll probably get a mean text here in a second. You want to call him about it and try to figure
Maybe
it out?
Maybe we should.
See if he felt uncomfortable?
Like, he was out of practice or something.
Out of practice, Dave.
Out of practice, Dave.
Huh. Mm-hmm. We have photos up. If you want to see David in all of his glory.
Not probably really.
Probably not. No,
yeah.
Not like that. Anyway, we have photos. And like we actually got to see Brian McCormick, who is one of the meteorologists mm-hmm. at Region 8 News. Super nice.
Yeah.
We got to stand there in the weather center where they do the weather. And we got to see him doing his work before midday.
Mm-hmm.
I got really to wave cool. at Diana Davis. I mean, she wasn't in the building.
Right. She was driving by.
Yeah, so we waved at her. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, that's Diana Davis.
Yeah.
She's famous. So anyway, those pictures are up on my Instagram if you want to check them out. Brandon on KFIN. Kelly has Instagram as well. She just never posts anything.
Kelly on KFIN.
I can't explain it either.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We tried to call David the barrel boy. He would not answer. You think he's mad?
Maybe.
Why does he never answer the phone before 8 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know.
I know he's awake. I've seen that he's been active on his social media.
I know. I don't get it.
What in the world is he doing?
No.
What do you do before 8 o'clock in the morning?
Ugh.
If you're not coming to work?
Mm.
Anyway, those pictures are up if you want to see David in his Lakers attire and see why he might not have been a starter when he was playing at Wiener. That's up on my Instagram. And don't forget tonight, the Paragould Christmas
yes.
Parade. We'll see you in downtown Paragould.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I've made it official this morning. I believe my wife and I are no longer compatible.
Man.
We're on different pages, man. So
it's
the
harsh.
Question is... she says that Christmas vacation is, quote, not funny. Who can say that? Who says that? So the question is, are you team Brandon? This movie is one of the funniest movies of all time. Or are you team Leslie? Team no sense of humor.
Oh.
That's what Kelly told me to say.
That is not.
That
you
is,
don't get me in trouble with
you
her.
You said to
Leslie,
say that.
Leslie, you know when he lies, so.
I'm not lying. If mm-hmm. my mouth is moving, I'm telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
Are you team Brandon or team Leslie? That's the question. Is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation funny? It's on my Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN. Also on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Bud Tropel joins us in studio this morning. If you've seen him around town and you're wondering why he's still dressed for Halloween.
Arg. Hadn't heard that one yet either. Arg. Where's your parrot? Ah.
Somebody said, where's Somebody your parrot?
I had smart aleck kids at Batesville last night and were looking at me going, I like your patch. Arg.
So Bud has some type of an eye issue.
Kid.
And he's wearing a patch. And at first glance, you're like, ooh, what's going on? But, I mean, it's a serious issue. He has serious problems.
Well, it's not that serious. I've had it before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, 14 years ago.
You ever watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Yes.
Okay, my wife and I have a big debate. She says the movie's not funny at all. I think it's one of the most funny movies ever. So are you team Brandon or team Leslie?
That's not fair.
Yeah, I know.
That was a horrible way to frame
it. I know.
Okay.
I know. It was because...
You don't want to be on my team.
I'm team Leslie.
But you think the movie's funny.
I think the movie's funny. I just don't agree with her on this.
Have your kids watched it yet?
No, because it's not a video game.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not YouTube.
But like Leslie was saying, she's like, I don't know if Kai should watch it, but he's seen it at his grandparents' house. Mm-hmm. Like the cable version where all the bad words are cut out.
Yeah, yeah, I think
she
the
still
cable
thinks.
Versions cut out the bad words?
Some of them.
Well, yeah.
Hey, where's my clock here? I got to...
Oh, Bud's worried about going back on the air. Hey, how often do you buy new underwear?
That was the most random question.
You have 30 seconds, Bud.
Well, that came out of the blue.
No, Bud, you have 30 seconds.
Okay.
You
Three
have
months,
to go back to your
months,
studio.
Maybe
year?
Every 6 months.
That's the All right, right. That's the
when
right
I, when I go on vacation, I will treat myself to a brand new pack of boxer underwears.
Well, there you go.
I don't have tidy whities.
Well, that's good to know. We're not asking
Good
what
visual.
You're wearing today.
But I do have a cup on my eye.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
And your show is on right now.
Okay,
and
great.
You're in here.
Bye.
His show automatically goes on and he's in here talking. Bye, Bud. Thank you.
See ya.
Hey, the great news about Bud, though, is he actually is in the right on the underwear thing. I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day and he randomly said to me, he said, how often do you buy new underwear? And I'm like,
I don't think I know the answer because I do buy it, but I don't know how often.
Where do you typically buy it?
At Victoria's Secret.
Okay, what's
because
wrong with
Because you're going to be like, oh, you need to just get your underwear at a normal store or at just
no,
a
I'm
regular
not.
Store.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
My wife buys that too.
Okay.
Because of course it's better than other underwear.
It is better quality.
You think so. But like, I'll tell you the truth. I do not buy new underwear every 6 months. But the recommendation is that based on our bodies and things of that nature, we won't get into all these details, but they do believe that we should... either throw them away, buy new stuff, replenish the stash because of our bodies.
Hmm.
And I think most people don't do that. I think most people don't go out and buy underwear that often.
I'm going to probably agree with you.
Like your husband. Can we talk about Joey for a second?
Sure.
When's the last time you know he bought underwear?
I think decently recent. Pretty recent.
Decently recent.
I mean, pretty decent. Wasn't like 5 years ago or anything.
I bet I haven't bought new underwear. Personally, I haven't purchased any in 10 years.
Wow.
Now, my wife has come home. It's like, and you know your underwear is bad when your wife brings you underwear.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, we do that sometimes.
Like, oh, here, what you've been wearing doesn't look so great.
Please switch it out.
Because I've gone through phases. Like, there was one day where our clothes were dirty, and I had to dig deep in my underwear drawer. And I found these old Calvin Klein stretchy underwear things I had. And I bought them probably in like 05. And they were at the bottom of the drawer. Kelly, they're white. And they're tight. And there's a red band. Anybody who was like an 05 Calvin Klein person mm-hmm. might remember what I'm talking about. And they were like trunk briefs, right?
So you've changed a little bit since then, haven't you?
Yeah, they don't fit quite like they used to.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I couldn't breathe for about an hour when I was trying to get my underwear clean. But then I bought some underwear. Like I bought, what's the place? The place that was in the mall that isn't there anymore. The store that I like going to.
Gadzooks.
Express. Remember they were there?
Yes.
And I liked Gadzooks as well. But Express had this underwear. They were kind of like trunk briefs, but they kind of stretch out. And sometimes they get kind of baggy, and that's not real attractive either.
No.
So you got to have good underwear.
True.
But the question is how often do most of us go buy new underwear? Do you think anybody would answer that today?
I think so.
You think they would answer?
If they're honest, it'd be a fun question.
Because legitimately, it's been, I bet my wife hasn't even brought me new underwear in the last 2 years. I didn't know this was a big deal. I thought if you washed everything, it was going to be fine.
You're behind.
So put it up. Social media. How often do you buy new underwear? We'll also open up the phone lines as well. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly was going to go out and pull in different members of our staff, and we were going to ask them a question, and she pulled in the most unpredictable person on the staff.
Which is exactly why I did it. You never know what he's going
to
say.
Michael Steele, glad to have you here.
First of all, I'm flattered to be part of the K-Fine Big Brandon Baxter Morning Show.
Jeez.
You knew that was going to happen.
Hey, guess what we're happy about? We're happy you're alive.
I'm happy you're happy.
Was I emotional about Michael? Tell the truth.
Yes, you are.
Because Michael had a little bit of a health scare.
Yeah, about heart attack. Two weeks ago yesterday.
Full on.
Widowmaker. It was what they called the Widowmaker.
So it could have been the end.
Yeah, and my wife was so dumb, she called the ambulance anyway.
She was almost rich.
She didn't know it was a Widowmaker. She didn't follow the rules.
I bet she's disappointed.
Ah, well, yep, someday she is, yeah, I guarantee.
Way to ruin her holiday. Man. So Michael's alive, and that's good news.
Good news.
We have a question for you. I'll let you ask it because I don't think I should talk about this part of his body.
So you let me do it. Okay. Michael, mm-hmm. How often do you buy new underwear? Now, think about this before you answer
and
it.
Be honest. This is a show about honesty.
You want me to be totally honest?
I want
we are
honest.
Always 100%.
I can't tell you that because last year, this spring, I bought a lot.
Really?
I'm a bulk buyer.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I do the boxer briefs. Not afraid to tell you that.
Like trunk briefs or longer?
Yeah, like halfway down your thigh.
Yeah, like this. Me too.
So if I get hit by a bus, I'll at least look somewhat athletic.
Sure, yeah. Good idea.
When I get into the ambulance.
What was the other option? What was option number two?
I don't know about this guy, but he sure does look athletic.
Yes.
When
you had the heart attack, that's what they were talking about.
You
look
me
so
to be
athletic.
Honest, right? I buy them in bulk when they're on clearance.
Okay.
Just like I do most everything.
What color?
It doesn't matter if they're on clearance.
Okay, so.
What color am I wearing?
So if they're white with.
I don't know what color you're wearing.
If they're white with pink hearts. Oh, he's.
I got green today.
Lime green.
Were they green when you bought them?
Yes.
Or are they green?
Hey. You buy those multicolored packs.
They used to be white.
You buy the multicolored packs, and you really don't have a lot of choices.
Yeah, they throw in a fun one.
And if you ever buy underwear, you always notice there's always somebody in front of you at one time or another has torn into the packages. Why is that?
I don't know.
People keep their fingers off the male underwear? Why do they have to tear the packages open? Have you never noticed that?
Like, what do you think they're doing?
I don't know.
They're taking out the fun pair.
Oh, the fun
pair. They always throw in like a pair with like paisleys on it or something.
Well, it's like the lime green ones, like I'm wearing another. Yeah. But I don't buy mine at a particular time. You say how often? Probably before that, it was 5-10 years. But I guarantee you, I got older underwear older than you. But
oh my gosh!
Wow.
See, because I have some from 2005. I don't wear them very often because they don't fit. But I did the other day in a pinch.
Did they pinch?
They pinched a lot.
Speaking of pinch,
they were embarrassing, Michael.
Not only in a pinch, but in a pinch.
You're like, ooh, that's not good.
But
here's what studies show. They show that we should actually change out underwear every 6 months.
Well, sure, they studies show that. You know who studies that? You know who made that study?
Uh-oh. Who did that?
People that sell underwear. That's the people that made that study.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
So we told you yesterday morning that over the weekend, the rapper Juice WRLD passed away at the Chicago Midway Airport. The question was, wait a minute, he's 21, what happened? And basically the authorities have looked into this, the autopsy reports are being released, and his girlfriend is speaking as well. And the story is that the pilot who was piloting that plane had alerted authorities at Chicago's Midway Airport that there were firearms on the plane, drugs, alcohol, and things of that nature. So when the plane landed, the authorities were there to see what all was on that plane. According to Juice WRLD's girlfriend, he might have taken some pills to not allow the cops to find those pills. And that could have led to the seizure. Now, here's what they did find on the plane, and it was a whole bunch of stuff. They found 41 bags of marijuana, 6 bottles of prescription codeine cough syrup, 2 9mm pistols, a 40 caliber pistol, high capacity ammunition magazine, and what they called metal piercing bullets. And again, his girlfriend told authorities that he had taken these pills. The authorities, once they realized that, tried to revive him. They did briefly at the airport, and he died at the hospital. So we'll find out more about this over the next day or so. Still more reports are to be released, but it does look like a very sad end to the life of Juice WRLD.
A little bit lighter news. Lizzo is feeling good, and we know this because she has a song about it.
I do my hair talk.
So she's making headlines after sitting courtside for a Lakers game. So she's on the very front row. She is on the court.
Yes.
Okay. So the Laker girls perform a dance to her song Juice. And of course, Lizzo has to show him some love. So she stands up. She's kind of dancing around. Well, when she turns around, she reveals she's in this long cutout T-shirt. And it's a dress that has this huge hole cut out of it.
Yeah.
And it shows her entire backside.
Yep.
And she dances, and a few of the players see her. The funniest part of the video is the players that turn around, like, that didn't know what was going on,
right.
And then they turn around like, oh, wow, what is happening?
Yeah, because she's like, bam, 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 bam.
But, yeah, you can watch this. Brandon has posted it
no,
on
I
his. I'm just kidding. It's everywhere. It's all over social media.
Yeah, we thought about posting it, then I thought there would be somebody who didn't think that was funny, so it's not worth the risk. But it does remind me of the first time we ever went to the Nutrition Hub when Kelly was there. And that song came on.
That
I was
is
like,
not true at all.
You gotta stop that because Earl's gonna kick us out of here.
Sorry, Earl.
No, he's sorry. Also, big news. If you're a fan of Pee Wee Herman, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? Anyway, Pee Wee's Big Adventure is about to celebrate its 35th anniversary, which is crazy that movie's that old. And Kai still thinks it's funny. Like, he doesn't like
old movies,
but he likes that one. They're going to do a 35th anniversary tour with Paul Reubens going out. So they're going to show the original movie. And then Paul Reubens, Pee Wee Herman, is going to tell stories about the movie. So the closest events appear to be like Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas. They're going to be doing those cities. So if you want to go check these out, this is in February and March of next year, celebrating the 35th anniversary of Pee Wee's Big Adventure. And I was talking to people who have already seen the show, who have previewed the show, and they told me out of all the shows out there, there's nothing out there that can beat it. So,
wow,
sounds like a good one.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Last night on The Voice, Mary Beth Byrd did a version of Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, when we heard that that was going to be the song choice, my wife was freaking out.
Yeah, it's scary. It's a Carrie Underwood song.
It's like there's certain artists that are really tough to go in and do their music.
Yeah.
I would think that Carrie Underwood's one. Mm-hmm. Who else would be tough?
Like Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Guy-wise, Adele. Who do you not want to do? Adam Levine.
Yeah.
He has such a unique, higher-pitched voice.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Mary Beth Bird from Armorell, Arkansas, she's our buddy, is on there, top eight. And last week, they used the save to keep her on the show. And this week, she's on stage doing Before He Cheats.
Might have saved a little trouble for the next girl. Cause the next time that he cheats.
Got the hair done.
Oh, you know it won't be on me.
It was kind of a different look for her last night.
Very edgy. I thought it was awesome.
No, not on me.
John Legend, so let's go back to country.
Oh, oh, I dug my key into the side.
Come on!
Bring it a four-wheel drive. Carved my name into his leather seat. Knew it feels slow on both headlights. Slashed a hole in all my ties. Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats.
Buddy, and she's on The Voice tonight. We'll figure out who gets eliminated and who makes it to the finale. So fingers crossed that she continues on with this journey, which is really a remarkable journey. Because a lot of times you see these people, like when Barrett Baber was on The Voice and he was seasoned and had toured and stuff like that. For the most part, she's performed, you know, at churches and
festivals.
And like on the stage at pageants. Mm-hmm. It's not like she has like these nightclub performances, but she's getting up there with the bright lights on national television and, you know, getting all made up and just slaying these performances. Yeah, it's really remarkable. I was talking to our GM, Scott Seiler, about that. I'm like, it's not like she's had, you know, all these different, you know, let's play this small venue and this small
experience,
venue.
Experience, right.
Yeah, her experience isn't there like a lot of artists who go and do this, but just to have that natural ability.
It's amazing.
It's pretty special. If you haven't seen that performance, it's actually up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So it seems like today is kind of a compatibility test type of day. We figured out that my wife and I are not compatible. And I have figured out that another coworker is going through some relationship strife as well.
Oh, no.
And I want to see if, with all of your relationship experience, if you can help him.
I'll try my best.
We're calling Brad Bobo coming up here in a second. Talk about a guy who needs relationship help. Bobo's coming up after Thomas Rhett.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We mentioned a few minutes ago that I believe I am no longer compatible with my wife. And I believe we have a guest on the phone who is no longer compatible with his wife.
Man, it's a club.
Wait a minute.
So Brad Bobo joins us this morning. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
How Brandon. Are you today? Are you prepping your show already?
You betcha. Is it 2:30 yet?
No. So Brad is on our sister station, 95.3 The Ticket. The Drive airs from 3 until 6, Monday through Friday. Also, Brad is a sideline reporter for Arkansas State football, headed to the Camellia Bowl. So you got a kind of busy holiday season, right?
No, that's right. Yeah, between that and the bowl game you mentioned, you know, we'll carry 48 games of the NEA tournament over on the ticket. So yeah, a lot going on.
So today is also a big day for you, right? You and your wife.
It is. It is my 10th wedding anniversary today.
Oh, congratulations.
Brad, how many of those 10 years have been happy years of marriage?
Oh, gosh.
It's taking you too long to answer, yeah, Brad.
Like in a row or pieces?
Can you combine them all, the happy moments, and get 1 year?
Absolutely. Never had a bad day.
Brad. Now, that might be stretching.
That was a little much.
No, but like I saw a post on Brad's Facebook page, and Brad is conflicted today, and I'm afraid his confliction does go back a little bit to his hometown, but his confliction could also lead to divorce.
Man.
Well, no, I don't know. If, like, maybe you didn't pick up enough of the backstory.
Well, so the story is 10 years ago, Paragould ended up having to move their Christmas parade to, it was December the 10th, 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
which just so happened to be the day that Brad and Paige were getting married.
Aww.
That's right.
So Brad, who is a GCT alum and one of the biggest Paragould supporters in the entire area, is conflicted because, you know, he wants to be there to support his hometown Christmas parade, but he also has a wife.
Well, so here's the deal. You're forgetting. It's not just that the Christmas parade got moved. It's that we got married at the Collins Theater. So we literally, so they moved the parade when it got rained out on top of our wedding. We had to change the start time of our wedding to let the parade get out of the way.
Because the Collins Theater is right there in the area that the parade is going through in downtown.
Yeah, the parade goes around it on three sides.
Please tell me that you came out of the venue into the parade and marched off into wedding bliss.
Well, the parade was over. We had let the parade get over before we could even start the wedding.
What a mess, though, when you think about the logistics.
Yeah, so now it lands, you know, 10 years later, the parade on our 10-year anniversary, it's the parade again. And the question I asked on Facebook was whether or not, you know, Paige and I, to celebrate our 10th anniversary, should go out to a nice dinner, or whether not just, or whether we should drive the K-Fine truck in the Christmas parade tonight.
Well, here's my opinion. I think you should drive the Christmas truck, because the K-Fine truck and the Christmas parade, because it's kind of where, it's a funny story, and it kind of commemorates those 10 years.
But Kelly, you only get 10 years one time. You only get a 10-year anniversary one night.
And I know, like, it helps your narrative saying, you know, whether I'm going to get in the doghouse or not. The truth is, a couple of weeks back, Paige and I were sitting talking about, you know, this anniversary coming up. And she said, wouldn't it be something if the parade landed on our anniversary? If it is, we should be in it.
Oh, that's
sweet.
I
got to looking, and sure enough, the parade landed on our anniversary.
Well, there's your answer, Brad.
I have a better. Can I give you the topper idea? She's at work right now, right? She works at Ritter.
That's right.
Okay, so let me give you an idea that could be the topper of all of this, okay? And you're going to love me for this, and you'll owe me for this, and you'll call me a creative genius. Okay, so you go and you tell her you decided to do the Christmas parade, right? And you guys drive separate and meet us there. So you drive through the parade. At the end of the parade, you get back into your vehicle. You drive straight to the Collins Theater, where dinner is waiting for her atop the building. It's a Jim and Pam moment.
Atop the building.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want me to go climb on top of an 80-year-old building?
Are there going to be
on
heaters?
A 30-degree night and have dinner.
Perfect.
Well, I wasn't really thinking through all that, but then you could cuddle and all that stuff.
What could go wrong?
What? And if she makes you mad, well, woo!
I thought you were going to say, I should tell, here's how you kind of get the best of both. Tell Paige, meet you at the parade, send her there to ride in the K-Front truck, and I go have a nice dinner.
Yes!
Wow.
Hey, people can vote on your Facebook page and on Twitter, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll get some vote on Twitter, yeah.
All right, but it's on Facebook. How can they find you on Facebook?
It's on my own Facebook page, Brad Bobo. That's not very complicated.
All right, B-O-B-O.
That's right.
All right, thank you, B-O-B-O.
All right, see
sounds like he should be a Star Wars character. B-O-B-O. See ya. Go vote in the Brad Bobo poll. It's the poll for his 10th anniversary. What should he do? B-O-B-O. Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the big question today on the compatibility test is, I mean, there's two. It's should Brad Bobo and his wife, you know, go through the Christmas parade in Paragould or go have their anniversary meal? Mm-hmm. If that was presented to you and you were Brad's wife, what would you say you should do?
Well, I don't know. It's just, it's whatever she wants to do, I guess.
You get 10 years once, though. They could always have dinner before
or
after.
What if she wants to do? Yeah.
We'll do both.
Yeah, that's what I say.
It doesn't have to be either or.
Has to do both, yeah.
I really think my idea of getting them on top of the Collins Theater is a great idea.
Maybe you should work on that for them.
Reach out to the Collins Theater. Mm-hmm. Try to work it out.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could go up there and eat too.
You might want a couple of heaters.
That's okay, though, because it's about the story. They should have picked a different day to get married then.
It was probably cold 10 years ago.
If they want it to be beautiful outside, then don't get married December 10th. Right?
Yeah, true.
I mean, what's the deal with that? It's pretty sweet. I can just picture Jim and Pam on the roof in the office.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
Those sweet scenes up there like that. The other big question of the day on compatibility is, will my wife and I make it with such a different stance on a Christmas classic? I believe National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with Clark W. Griswold is, I mean, it's the greatest Christmas movie ever. It's my favorite, and I think it's hilarious.
Yes.
I was watching it the other night, cracking up at everything, and she's over there almost like she has lost her sense of hearing, like it's not funny, and she's buried herself in her phone. And I'm like, what is the deal? And she's like, this movie's not funny. And I'm telling you, that movie's hilarious. So are more people on team Double B or on team Les Lee?
Okay. Nice.
Thank you. I'm going to go back and take a look at my poll real quick. And it says 67% are on team Double B on my Instagram story, which is Brandon on KFIN. I can tell you through Twitter, nobody has agreed with her. Actually, let me go back.
There was one, I believe.
Maybe one. Well, this one says, is she high? Come on. Wally Jackson says 25,000 illuminating lights on the roof of the house might just change her mind about the movie. Brandon on K-Fine, start stapling. So
yeah.
I will start that. Anyway, so that's up on my Facebook page as well, which is Brandon Baxter on the radio. And again, I believe based on this, I am no longer compatible.
I think that y'all will be okay.
You think we'll make
it? Yes, I think
it's
going to
be
okay.
A tough time. The holidays are going to be tough for us. Because I'm going to want to watch this movie multiple times.
Guess you're going to be in separate rooms then.
I guess.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was reading this deal that there is something called a take a hint gift.
Okay.
So the take a hint gift is when you're giving somebody a gift, but it's kind of, hey, take a hint. A little bit mean.
Ooh, so like if you were to buy your wife like a membership to go to the gym.
Bad, man. Bad. And they say it's take a hint or passive aggressive. And they talk about the top 10 things that are given as passive aggressive gifts.
Let's say if we've ever had this gift before.
Okay. Deodorant or perfume?
Perfume, yes.
Cologne for me, so yes. A cookbook?
My mom, yeah.
She's given, okay, yeah. So here we go. A self-help book?
I don't think anyone's gotten me one of those.
Can I've you imagine them. Me giving one? Like, that's offensive, right?
Maybe a little bit. Hey, maybe, help yourself.
Maybe if you didn't need help, you'd be okay with that. But if you do need help, you're like, hey, this is offensive. Exercise equipment.
Yeah. I've asked for that, though.
I've been given that before. Cleaning supplies.
No, I've never been given that for a present.
Here's some Windex.
Right.
An alarm clock. That's what I should give you for the holidays.
Uh-huh.
Because we had some moments, man. A toothbrush.
Never mind.
What?
Sometimes Santa will put toothbrushes in my kids' stockings.
Your Santa's a lot of fun, man. Gym memberships, you mentioned that. Breath mints is a bad one. Don't give those.
I've given those to people before.
And a razor is another one. Not a scooter. We're talking about, hey, shave. So there you go. Passive aggressive gifts. It's a take the hint gift. And it could be big at your house for the holidays.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there was a shooting on Luke Bryan's property just outside of Nashville. And the story is that a red stag deer was shot and killed on his property. Now, I was researching this deer, right? It's not a typical deer you would find in the middle of Tennessee. It's a larger deer. And they say it kind of looks almost like an elk. It's so big. But the authorities are thinking that maybe somebody was driving down the road, saw it, and then shot it in his pasture.
Oh my goodness.
That's illegal, by the way. You can't shoot somebody's personal animal. And they're saying if anybody can figure out who did this, there's a $5,000 reward to be able to find the culprit. Damn. The shooter of this red stag deer on Luke Bryan's property.
Everyone loves Thomas Rhett. They love his whole family. I love following Lauren, his wife. They're expecting their third child. It's going to be their third daughter. And she posted a picture on Instagram. And really, it's a thank you post to Thomas. She said, it's just a little grateful post for my husband of the year because I'm sick at almost 32 weeks and it's getting a lot harder to move around these days. She goes on to say that Thomas has basically been Santa's elf. He's cooking. He's doing all the girls' baths. He's doing bedtimes. And he's still making time to take her on dates. Even if it's instead of going to a movie, they're staying home and kind of going to bed on their date night because she's
right.
tired.
That's sweet.
But apparently he's being a superstar. We have the picture up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And also on the blog today is the new video from Florida Georgia Line for their song Blessings. Now, the video does feature their families, which I think is really sweet. It shows Tyler Hubbard and his wife, and there's kids involved there, and there's their parents, and it shows Brian Kelly and his wife. It's really sweet to go back and take a look at basically a behind-the-scenes look at their family and what Florida Georgia Line is thankful for, and that's the blessings of family.
Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand. But honey, look there on your finger. I'd say I'm a lucky man. God made two lovers out of strangers. A little house on a little land. A little creek, a little Jeep. Same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings.
I don't know why I love it when the artists are showing off their family and their videos and stuff like that. It's really sweet. You can check out Florida Georgia Line and the new video to Blessings. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you'll figure out why me and my wife are no longer compatible.
Uh-huh.
We will figure out how often our coworkers change their underwear.
That sounds interesting.
It's really disgusting. And also we figure out Brad Bobo's relationship. He's at a crossroads in his relationship after 10 years.
Yeah.
That's on the podcast today as well. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. And it's available on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play. You can say, Alexa, play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn. It's all over the place. Even online at kfine.com. Kelly Perry. What's on TV tonight?
This sounds really fun. It's called Ellen's Greatest Night of Giveaways. These are the people that are going to be on the show.
Okay.
Michelle Obama, Jennifer Aniston, Justin Timberlake, Robert Downey Jr., Jason Momoa. Wow. Help Ellen give away presents and prizes to deserving people around the country. So I'm sure that's going to be really good to watch.
I wish you could have got some A-list stars to do that show.
Right, exactly. The Masked Singer is on tonight. The mid-season finale of The Flash. The Voice, of course, is on tonight. The top 8 eliminations. Tonight's schedule also includes the mid-season finales for The Conners, Bless This Mess, Mixed-ish, Black-ish, and Emergence.
Hope you guys have a great day today, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.